This is Unit 22 of Pimsleur's Pashto 1. Listen to this conversation.
Ди хабарота гуагунисай.
Listen to this conversation.
Стасу по коране ке сокасанди?
Змунг два машуманди. Да акс огори.
Да стасу зоиде?
Ау. Ау да змунг вара джнейда. Ау стасу?
Змунг шпаг машуманди. Салор замен ау два лурани.
Яузел бя гуагунисай.
ستاسو په کورنۍ کې څو کسان دي؟
زموږ دوه ماشومان دي. د عکس وګورئ.
دا ستاسو زوی دی؟
او دا زموږ وړه جنۍ ده. او ستاسو؟
زموږ شپږ ماشومان دي. څلور زامن او دوه لورانې.
Now suppose you're an American man in an office in Kabul. An Afghan man has come to a meeting. Hoping to get to know him better, ask him how many people are in his family.
ستاسو په کورنۍ کې څو کسان دي؟
How do you say one son?
یو زوی. زوی.
He says, we have two daughters and one son.
موږ دوه لورانې او یو زوی لرو.
Meaning, and your family, he asks, and yours?
How is tasu?
How many people are in your family?
Stasu pa kuranai ki su kasandi.
Here's how to say answer in Pashto. Listen.
Jawab rakai. Jawab rakai.
From now on, additional instructions will be given in Pashto, like this.
Jawab rakai.
Answer.
Jawab rakai.
Our children are two.
Zamung dua mashumandi.
One little girl.
Yowa wala jinai? Jinai? Wala. Yawa wala jinai.
And one little boy.
Au yau waluke halak. Halak. Waluke. Yau waluke halak.
You show him a picture on your cell phone.
Wawayai.
Say.
Wawayai.
See this picture.
Da akas ogorai. Ogorai. Da akas ogorai.
After a few minutes, how does he ask where the bathroom is?
Tashnap chirta dai. Tashnap. Jawab rakai.
Answer, it's over there.
Halta de.
Wawayai?
Say, the bathroom is over there.
Tashnab halta de.
Now suppose you're an American woman in Kabul. An Afghan man has arrived for a meeting. It's a hot day, so you ask, you drink water or juice?
تاسو بسکی که جوس. و بسکی که جوس.
How would he answer, if you like?
کستاسو خوخوی.
But since you offered him a choice, he says, water will be fine. Listen.
و ببخوی. و ببخوی.
اوز غوگونی سای او بیای او آیای.
Now listen and repeat.
Oba bakhwi. Wi. Kha. Khwi. Ba. Bakhwi. Bakhwi. Oba bakhwi.
Literally, water will fine be. How does he say that water will be fine?
Ube bakhwi.
Now he asks, are you American?
Tasu amrikai ye?
Jawab rakai.
Answer, yes, I live in Boston.
Oh, zip a Boston ki usegam. Ze usegam.
Try to say, we live.
Mung usigu. Usigu.
How would you say, we live in Boston?
Mung Boston ki usigu.
Now try to say, I and my husband live in Boston.
Ze au zuma khawand pa Boston ki usigu.
Now, one of your colleagues asks your visitor if he'd like tea or juice. How does he say, tea will be fine?
Chai bakhwi. Chai bakhwi.
But suppose she offered only tea. How would he say, if you like?
Kastasu khwakhwi.
Now you introduce her. Say, this is Miss Wilson.
Da muhtarama Wilson da. Muhtarama Wilson.
Resuming your conversation, say again, we live in Boston.
Mung Boston ki usigu. Usigu.
Our children are two.
Zmung dva mashuman di.
One little girl.
Yuva vada jinai. Yuva vada jinai.
And one little boy.
Ayu vadukai halak. Vadukai halak.
Showing him a photo, say, see this picture.
The akas oguri. The akas oguri.
Besides two children, there's a woman in the picture. How do you say, sister?
Khori. Khori.
Khori.
Is the form used in direct address, as in, excuse me, sister. To say that someone is your sister, you use
Khor, Khor.
Try to say, my sister.
Zama Khor. Khor. Zama Khor.
Pointing to the woman in the picture, say, this is my sister.
Da zama khorda. Da zama khorda.
Now let's try another conversation. This time you say, we have one son.
Mung yo zoi laru. Yo zoi.
The man asks, a little boy? You say, no, he's grown up. First, grown up.
Wagunisai au bia yo ayai.
Zalme. Me. Zal. Zalme.
This word refers only to a male, and it applies specifically to a young man in his late teens or twenties. Referring to your son, say, grown up.
Zalme.
Try to say, our son is grown up.
Zamung zoi zalme de. Zalme de. Zamung zoi zalme de.
He's grown up. Repeat after the speaker the word for he.
Hage. Ha. 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 Hage.
Wo wai ai?
Say he.
Hage.
Being careful of the word order, try to say he's grown up.
هغه زلمی دی. هغه زلمی دی.
But suppose you have two sons in their late teens. You want to say they're grown up. First, they.
غوګونی سای او بیا یې وایي.
هغوی. وی. هغه. هغوی.
Say they.
Hagui.
Paying attention to the endings, now say together they, he.
Hagui, haga. Hagui, haga.
Say again, he's grown up.
هغه زلمی دی. هغه زلمی دی.
زلمی
refers to one young man. Here's how to say it in reference to several young men. Repeat after the speaker.
زلمی. زلمی.
Try to say are grown up or grown up are.
زلمی دی. دی زلمی دی.
Now try to say they are grown up.
هغوی زلمی دی. هغوی زلمی دی.
Meaning one young man, say he's grown up.
هغه زلمی دی. هغه زلمی دی.
As you know, words like I, you, he, and they are sometimes omitted in Pashto, especially once it's clear whom you're talking about. For now, however, we'll continue to use them in at least the first response. Still referring to males, say again, they're grown up.
هغوی زلمی دی. هغوی زلمی دی.
Now say, I and my husband live in Boston.
زه او زما خاوند په بوستن کې اوسېږو.
But our sons are in New York.
خو زموږ زامن په نیویارک کې دي. Zaman.
They're grown up.
Hagui zalmi di. Hagui zalmi di.
Showing him a photo, you say, "See this picture."
Da akis ugori.
A little later, how does he ask someone where the bathroom is?
تشناب چیرته دی؟ تشناب.
Now you're talking with another man who's come for the meeting. Again, you offer tea or juice. How does he say, juice will be fine?
جوس بخوی. جوس بخوی.
Now how do you say, two daughters?
دوه لورانی.
One little girl.
یوه وړه جینۍ.
One little boy.
یو وړوکی هلک.
My sister.
زما خور.
Your son.
ستاسو زوی.
How does he ask, your son is grown up?
ستاسو زوی زلمی دی؟
Try to say, no, he's little.
نه، هغه وړوکی دی. هغه وړوکی دی.
You know that he has boys, so you ask, and your sons?
او ستاسو زامن؟ زامن.
How would he say, they're grown up?
هغوی زلمی دی.
Suppose someone offers you a choice of beverages. Say, tea will be fine.
چای بخوی.
Do you remember how to say the number 7?
Whoa.
Now here's the number 70.
Waguni say au bia yu wa ye.
Au ya. Ya. Au. Au ya.
Say 70.
Au ya.
Remembering the word order, try to say 73.
Driauya. Driauya.
37.
Uvadir. Uvadir.
75.
Pinzauya.
Now suppose you're an American man talking with an Afghan man. To get to know him better, you've asked about his family. He says, our children are 7.
زمونږ و ماشومان دي.
6 sons.
شپږ زامن.
And 1 daughter.
او یوه لور.
He's going to say that she's in Pakistan.
Pakistan?
Try to say, in Pakistan.
Pakistan ki? Pakistan. Pakistan ki?
The Pashto words for he and she are the same. Using the feminine form of is, how does he say she's in Pakistan?
هغه په پاکستان کې ده. ده. هغه په پاکستان کې ده.
Can you guess how he would add, with my family?
زما کورنۍ سره. زما کورنۍ سره.
Ask him, and your sons?
او ستاسو زامن؟
He says, they're in Kabul.
هغوی په کابل کې دي. هغوی په کابل کې دي.
They're grown up.
هغوی زلمی دي.
But our daughter is not in Kabul.
خو زموږ لور په کابل کې نه ده. Nada. په کابل کې نه ده.
Not now.
اوس نه. اوس نه.
Now she's in Pakistan.
اوس هغه په پاکستان کې ده.
Meaning his extended family, he adds, with my family.
زما کورنۍ سره. اوس په پاکستان کې زما کورنۍ سره ده.
Now suppose that you're going to meet some colleagues to discuss business over dinner. You're going by taxi, which is how many people get around within Kabul. You flag one down. Tell the driver, I'm going to Hosha restaurant.
زه خوشا رستورانت زم. خوشا رستورانت زم.
You want to ask how much the fare will be. First, how do you ask? How much Afghanis?
Sumra Afghani.
And how do you say take, as in take tea?
Wakhli. Tasu wakhli.
To ask what the fare will be, you ask, how much Afghanis will you take? Try it. Using
ba
for will, ask literally, you will, how much Afghanis take?
تاسو به سمره افغانۍ واخلی؟ با تاسو به سمره افغانۍ واخلی؟
The driver says 200 Afghanis.
دو سو افغانۍ. دو سو.
In Afghanistan, it's customary to bargain over fares, and taxi drivers are notorious for overcharging foreigners. So you say, no, that's too much.
Na, da deri zyati di. Da deri zyati di.
Wo wayai?
Say, 70 Afghanis.
اویا افغانی. اویا.
How would the driver say no 170?
نه یو سل او اویا. ووایی.
120.
یو سل او شل. شل.
But he says again, no, 170.
نه، یو سل او اویا.
Eventually, you reach an agreement and you arrive at the restaurant. Some colleagues are there, several Afghan men and a new employee. Someone introduces her, saying, "This is Miss Wilson."
Da muhtarama Wilson da.
Making small talk, she asks about your family. Say, "We live in Boston."
Mung pa Boston ki usigo.
We have one little girl.
مونږ یو وړه جینۍ لرو.
And one son.
او یو زوی.
He's grown up.
هغه زلمی دی.
Showing her some photos on your cell phone, you say, see this picture.
دا عکس وګورئ.
There's an older girl in the photo as well. Say, that's my sister.
Da zama khor da. Zama khor.
After you've begun eating, how does Miss Wilson say, Afghan food is very good?
افغانی خوراک ډیر ښه دی. افغانی خوراک.
Later, how do you ask where the bathroom is?
تشناب چیرته دی؟
When the meal's over, you want to go to a colleague's place. You tell a cab driver where it is. Now ask, how much Afghanis will you take?
تاسو به څومره افغانۍ واخلئ؟ بس عمره افغانۍ واخلئ.
He says 270.
دوا سوا او اویا. دوا سوا او اویا.
Tell him that that's too much.
دا ډېرې زیاتې دي.
ووایئ.
170.
یو سل او اویا.
After you agree on a fare, you're on your way. After you arrive, your colleague offers you refreshments. Say, tea will be fine.
چای بخوی.
Later, when you leave, how does he say, see you tomorrow?
سبا به سره وینو. سبا به سره وینو.
This is the end of Unit 22. And the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.